This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood here where I'm at. I certainly hope it is where you're at, too. And we are broadcasting live from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida right now to all of our affiliates, great radio affiliates all across the great United States and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out always goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Also, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out there, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, getting the mail delivered so you can get it in your mailbox today. And also the suicide jockeys delivering our diesel and our gasoline out there. Appreciate them and the job they do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. I'm also on True Social now as at Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can also go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And get some information from us over that away too. And for the people that just sent me, two or three of you just sent me emails, how do I listen live? Two ways. Go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a listen live link right there at the top of the page, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Or go to my flagship station, theanswertampa.com, and you'll get it as it comes right off there and goes right straight to the satellite. So there you go. But either way, we'll get you the stream of the show live right now. All right, over to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we always like to keep people informed and mention their name on the air. Fred down in Fort Lauderdale chimed in. He just said, Captain, I'm sure you know that Devin Nunes left Congress to join the Trump team, maybe in a capacity of media manager. Well, he's actually running Trump Social right now. There are True Social, which I just got invited to and just signed up on myself with the radio show. You can get my show over there, too, the podcast anyway, after it's done. And he said he spoke about the Sussman trial in D.C., it's not going well for Trump or for Durham. I don't know about that. The Sussman trial looks like it's going very well right now for Durham. Well, what I've been hearing, how about you?
Yeah, see, there's been some motions that have been in favor of Trump. And, you know, the media is going to downplay this as much as they can. They're kind of in the tank for Mark Elias, so which is one of Hillary Clinton's evil mastermind lawyers Perkins Coie. So don't believe everything you hear. Read the transcripts instead. And, that said, it's way too early in the trial to be picking winners and losers had just started. So
Now, you wrote a great article, and we actually talked about this a week prior. The next elections actually need to be referendums. Now, I know what that means. You know what that means. I talked about it a little in the first hour and teased it that we were going to be talking about it right now. So explain to the country what it is that you're talking about there.
Yeah, the media and then the two political parties are going to try to say that it's a choice between Democrat and Republican and the two policies that they actually want to bring for the country. The left believes that centralized government is much better than the individualism and constitutionalism, and it really is a very old choice, albeit mostly true. But our choices in the next two elections are really between sovereignty and globalism. What the left is trying to do today is to cede our sovereignty to global organizations like the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization, the UN. We're seeing again and again the executive branch taking executive action in order to put us under the thumb of world organizations run by globalists. This is not really unique to just the left either. We've got people on the right side of the aisle who tend to go along with this idea as well. So we need to make a clear message in the next, at least next two elections, that we are not going to cede our sovereignty, whether it's national sovereignty or individual sovereignty, to global organizations. We live under a constitution and a Bill of Rights. They have to be supreme all the time, everywhere, for everything. And a great example, and this is another reason why this show is different from other places, when we get more information and it finds out that what we've said has been contradicted because of the facts, we admit it.
Right.
Last Friday we talked about the World Health Organization and a treaty that the Biden administration wanted to enter into. Well, more information has come out about that. The treaty has already been ratified by our Senate. They're trying to amend it after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We can't let that happen.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com is a website. Caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when I come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How
How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. And before I get to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the callers on the line, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive's Moss Nissan Division. Now, Moss Nissan's got a bunch of car dealerships, and they're adding to the fold right now. And it's amazing to me how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get my vehicle serviced there this weekend. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss, over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles right now. Trade-ins, oh my goodness, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage, upgrade your ride now, get more money for your car than what you thought it was worth. Moss Nissan, of course, the home, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great deals offered to them. Now, you've got Nissan locations in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, coming in July. Yep, maybe sooner, but coming in July as it looks right now. Now you can go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and pull on into Newport Richey and ask to speak to Sean, the new car sales manager there. Tell him the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens there. Watch and see what happens there. Go to Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Moss Nissan, and tell him the captain sent you. You want to talk to Sean and tell him that, and you will be amazed at what's going to happen. All right, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got a caller on the line, so I'm waiting patiently. I'm going to go right to him. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Yes, good morning, Mike, and good morning, Captain. Earlier, last night, I was listening to a John B. Wells show, and he had Roger Stone on it, which I agree with Roger Stone, what he had mentioned about John Durham and the slow motion pace that he's taking in regards to the gentleman you just mentioned about earlier in regard on subpoena. But he's taking a long time because that guy's a low hanging fruit, and that he's more or less given that the charges that are against Hillary Clinton time to run out as far as the I forget what the hell it's called. Statute of limitation. So that she won't be charged, but it's just the fact that it looks as though they got something, but they're not going for the big fish. They just got this little chump on the bottom end, and that the motion that he's taking, that's what it looks like to me anyhow, that it's not a big, fast movement to grab anybody, just to let the statutes of limitation run out, and that'll be the end of that. But now, as far as Biden goes, when he leaves office, they're going to throw him under the bus, but before he leaves, he's going to pardon his brother, he's going to pardon his son, and you know, it's just that I don't see what are we going to get out of this? All of this nonsense that's going on.
Okay.
All right. Jake, a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go. Frank, I'll make a statement, a broad statement right now. You can tell me right off the bat if I'm wrong. Nothing will happen to Hillary Clinton. Nada, zip, zero.
Yeah, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about statute of limitations. It's 7 years. The special counsel is not bound by statute of limitations for something that he's actively investigated. That could go on for years, so that doesn't apply. You also can't preemptively pardon somebody. The pardons apply to people who admit some kind of guilt. So that doesn't really work either. You know what? When they pardoned Nixon for Watergate, he had made a statement that implicated himself when he resigned office, and that was the deal. He got pardoned for that statement. So preemptive pardoning doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
As far as Durham's concerned, yeah, I'm frustrated with his pace as well. I think it could have moved a lot quicker, and they could have gotten a lot more people. But I'm not a soothsayer. Or an oracle, so I don't know what's going through Durham's mind. Maybe it's the way the guy works. I've gotten frustrated with the pace as well. This is one of those times where you have to wait and see. But Sussman isn't low-hanging fruit. Sussman's got there are a lot of skeletons in a lot of closets that he knows about.
Yep.
So depending on what comes out at trial or how close he gets to prison, you may see a deal being made for him to flip. And that's what they're trying to do with this pressure.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
Yep, I agree with you. And, the other thing is this. I think Hunter is squarely in the bullseye right now with this second investigation that's going on where they came out, and even NBC now is talking about Hunter and the tapes.
Oh, if he's convicted, his father will pardon him. That is a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
That will happen because he knows too much, and, well, the guy's a crack addict.
Yep.
You know, and these people are not the most reliable when the pressure and the spotlight start to get too high and too hot.
Yep.
So, you know, that house of cards could fall very easily. But that said, unless a special counsel is appointed, you've got Merrick Garland as the AG, and oops, there could be some problems with the prosecution. So I wouldn't bet on that prosecution going according to Hoyle.
No. Now let's go back to where we were because we did not finish that. We left that hanging.
I want to reiterate how important the amendments to this World Health Organization treaty is. When it comes to pandemics, this is one of those things where you have to get online at least and email your senators and your representatives to take action. This is one of those times when it really is all hands on deck, because this meeting's happening pretty damn quick.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is they want to amend an existing ratified treaty with the World Health Organization to give them more power over you individually when it comes to pandemics. This is not going to be voted on again. They're just trying to amend it after the fact. And that's unconstitutional. That's changing the treaty fundamentally without re-voting on it. And what it would do is give the WHO authority over the United States, not only nationally, but regionally.
Right.
To lock people down, to claim a pandemic, to take all of the actions that the government took that was unconstitutional during COVID, and let them have the authority over the nation and over the regions rather than our government. We never cede our sovereignty. We never cede our Constitution and our Bill of Rights to a global organization, an unelected global organization. And that's part of what I wrote about in the feature story over at undergroundusa.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very important that you follow that link in that section. It will get you to Dr. Malone's letter, where he has an organization that's fighting against this. They've got the letter already written for you. You just need to fill it out to send it in to say no. But you've got to take action on this. This is important. If we start ceding authority to global organizations over the Constitution, over our elected representatives, over our even corrupt federal government, now our government means nothing under the purview of what these organizations do. Look where the UN has overstepped its mission statement. Look where the World Economic Forum is trying to co-opt our economy. Look, and now we've got the WHO saying that they'll be able to tell us whether they can lock us down. Imagine all of a sudden the World Health Organization is looking at the United States, I don't know, oh, let's say October 2022 or October 2024,
mm-hmm.
and globalist Democrats are not winning in the polls.
Mm-hmm.
They could lock down the southeast United States to make it hard for people who live in traditionally red areas to vote.
That's right. That's right.
So
that's why we can't let them do this.
No, it has to be pushed back upon. Now's the time to get active, people.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and we are just moving along at the speed of lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning, who, by the way, won again. 2-0 right now on the season. 2-0. Two more games to go, and they move on again for the Stanley Cup. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to save lives, Oklahoma lawmakers on Thursday gave final approval to a bill that would ban nearly all abortions and would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman terminate a pregnancy. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox News.
I represent 4 million Oklahomans. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We believe life begins at conception, and we're going to protect life in Oklahoma.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Rochelle Walensky, immediately authorized booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. This age group was the least affected by the virus during the pandemic. New unemployment claims are beginning to climb up again. That's according to new data released by the Labor Department on Thursday. The number of jobless claims rose by 21,000 to 218,000 for the week ending May 14th. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning delivery here. And I'm going to tell you that this second segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have taken religiously for going on 7 years right now because of the problems that I've got with my legs and ankle and foot and leg. But it's constant, and I've had this product since I found out about it 7 years ago. I've been taking, and it's the only thing that's really given me relief, other than some prescription stuff, and that was making me dizzy and nauseous and every other damn thing. And I said, nope, you got to be a better way. So I'm taking Relief Factor, and the reason why is because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation. Now, it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, you get it all for $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95, the three-week quick start, and away you go. And it's been that same price for going on 15 years. So they have not changed that price. So go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you in the program, and away you go, and you'll see what happens. At the end of 3 weeks, you'll have a decision to make. Either you're going to buy it and get going with it, or you're going to do it over again, I guess. I don't know, whatever. But $19.95, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a go. Let me know how it works for you, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And Frank, thanks for sticking around. Always appreciate your banter with me. It's always great stuff.
Anytime and always, sir.
Okay, talked about Dr. Oz. We're going to talk a little bit more about Dr. Oz. His lead is down to 1,100 votes. He lost 141 votes yesterday off his lead.
No, with the way the laws is enforced, the election law exists up in Pennsylvania. There is a moment in time after the election deadline has passed where ballots can be counted and even cast, which I find to be phenomenal. It's a recipe for being able to wait elections after the fact when you see initial preliminary results. Doesn't make a lot of sense in avoiding election fraud. But that said, this is a primary. So, you know, this is one of those times where you have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. You really can't, if you start to prognosticate about votes, you get into the same position that we were back in 2020 when we were saying, how the hell could Biden win? You know, you have to wait and see. That's what elections are all about. That's why people bite their fingernails on election night. Now I guess it's election a week.
Yeah, it is in Pennsylvania. Well,
that's ridiculous, by the way.
I know that, and I don't know. There's very few states that do that, but the ones that do, they always have a bunch of trouble.
Yeah, if at the very least you have to have your ballot postmarked by midnight on election day,
correct,
or by the time the polls close. Otherwise, having the polls closed doesn't mean anything. That's what banana republics do. They count the votes preliminarily on election day and go, well, oh, we found some more ballots over here.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that Mr. Maduro won for 157th time and communism is great. So the idea that you have to prolong election day forever until the right candidate wins, that's banana republic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that here in the United States. Election day is election day. There's a million ways to vote, and everybody has an opportunity to vote. The idea that anyone is disenfranchised, the only thing that disenfranchises somebody on election day is laziness. Everyone can get to the polls in the United States. There are no Jim Crow laws. That tired argument needs to die on the vine from now on. And if you don't believe me, look at the primary results of Georgia. They've had the most people vote ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they said everybody was being disenfranchised. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. Enough with that.
Now, you and I are both retired firefighters, and our brothers in San Francisco, the ones that have not been vaccinated, that have refused the coronavirus vaccine, are being fired. Period. End of story. No reprieve. Fired. I don't want to wish anybody any bad luck, but I will tell you that that is a serious mistake at a time in our history when we need all the first responders we can get our hands on.
Absolutely. And then this is one of the times when the firefighters union should be digging in saying, you want to do this stuff? Then we're going to have a problem with you. I'm usually not a union guy because I believe unions are politically corrupt, but sometimes they serve a greater good than just politics. This is one of the times they can. You can't have this disparity between first responders. When you talk about firefighters, the ratio of professional firefighters to volunteer firefighters, the volunteer firefighters are not being mandated to be vaccinated.
No, you're right.
You're saying a professional firefighter is subject to things that volunteers are not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all train the same. We all have the same NFPA standards. We all try to have an existence that is equal, whether we're volunteer or professional, because the service that we provide has to be consistent across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're letting politics dictate something where you're diminishing and even reducing the number of professional firefighters. People, that's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's insanity. If you're in a burning building, or you're in a car wreck and you're immobilized and waiting to be dug out of a wreck, what happens when your response time is twice or three times as long because somebody said a firefighter wasn't vaccinated, even though more information is coming out that the vaccine is very premature and even being administered?
Right.
This is madness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with anything you said, and I'm right there with you. And by the way, I'll just add one more. As a fire training officer, certified New York State fire training officer, I not only train professional firefighters, I train volunteer firefighters.
Yeah, and you have to – everybody who puts on a helmet and bunker gear needs to be treated the same because they're doing the same job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're begging for volunteers in rural Kansas, their professionalism has to be the same as someone who is unionized in San Francisco. And if you're not saying that volunteers have to be vaccinated and it's mandated for them, mm-hmm. you can't do it to someone in Chicago or San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So unions, time to bring the heat.
Now we've got a minute left to go here, and the New York State Governor Kathy Hochul just announced a special police unit, yes, police unit, to combat hate speech.
No, isn't she a nice little Nazi? Anybody who's talking about enforcing disinformation or enforcing hate speech, everybody needs to remember, there needs to be someone who decides what is disinformation and what is hate. And when it becomes a political arbiter of these things, they get to silence opposition. So the New York State governor, in wanting to put police authority behind hate and disinformation, she's a Nazi. She's a fascist Nazi. It may be a nice buzzword to say we're going to combat disinformation, but that is saying we're going to censor what we deem isn't appropriate or correct. That's 1984.
Yeah. Look what happened
Governor,
to Biden's, whatever, the disinformation director.
Yeah. But that happened. She resigned, and they put a giant pause button on the Disinformation Governance Commission.
Yep.
Because we made noise about it. So if you're in New York, send your governor a message that she is guaranteed to be a one-termer if she's going to play 1984 with your freedom of speech.
Sure. Sure. Go ahead.
There's a reason why it's number one in the First Amendment. Freedom of speech is sacrosanct, and this idea that we're going to start defining what is disinformation and what is not robs you of your freedom of speech and to determine for yourself what is the truth.
And that's why you are Mr. Underground USA. And with that, I will talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, all the great things that he has to offer. You won't be sorry. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located in 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. By the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And for those of you listening around the country, I've had questions from people before. Do they ship things if somebody needs to have a blind or a part or this or that and the other? The answer, of course, is yes. All you have to do is call up Jill and the gang in the store. Their number is 941-922-2345, and tell them what it is you need, and they can send it right to you. Now, again, that's 941-922-2345, and tell them what it is that you need, and they can send it right to you. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, too. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. How about them Lightning? 2-0, 2-0.
And winning goal with only 3.4 seconds left, Captain. Mr. Colton, right in front of the goal, finds a way to put it in. They had a little defensive breakdown there with the Florida Panthers, and the Lightning capitalized on it. and now they are up 2-0.
Yep.
They won both games in South Florida. I mean, they talk about having home ice advantage now. They just have to win 2 out of 3 at home. They'll come back tomorrow night and tee it up. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens in that series. Mm-hmm. The Celtics routed the Miami Heat last night, too. So South Florida sports teams didn't exactly have a great night, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
They won 127-102, Captain. So a lot of great hockey and basketball going on, though, if people enjoy that. The PGA Championship started yesterday, Captain. Tiger Woods struggled in the first round there.
Yeah, but he said he felt better.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad he's coming around. It's not an easy golf course. You have to hit it long, and you have to really chip and putt there real well. It's a very good golf course. So Rory McIlroy is leading at 5-under. The guys who started in the morning, Captain, made out like champs. And the guys in the afternoon got the brunt of the wind. So that's the crazy thing about golf. So many people playing in it. Depending on what tee time you get, there's a little bit of an advantage. So, that being said, I wanted to discuss with you, Captain, the NCAA, you know, the new NIL, letting these kids, you know, get paid big money. Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher are kind of feuding about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Saban's accusing Fisher of buying all his players, and Fisher's like, really, Nick? And it's kind of funny with this new system. What's your thoughts about these kids making as much as they can, Captain?
When they're in high school, when they're in junior college, when they're in college, I don't think they should. I think that should be the big enticement for them to come out of college and go pro. I think they're in school to learn. They're not in school to make money, because that's going to take away from what they're in school to begin with, right?
It is. Here's the problem, though, Captain. I don't like. You get a 4-year scholarship. If you get hurt, they kind of discard you. This way, if you're making money, you can put it away. Or, you know, you can get on with your life doing something else. And, you know, if everybody else is allowed to make money, why are we going to say that?
Yeah, but if you get hurt, these kids have got big-time insurance policies against them.
Yeah, depending if you're a star or not. It's kind of hard to get the Lloyd's of London insurance policy if you're just a, you know, regular kid in college and you're there really to get an education like you just mentioned.
So then they get a Patrick's from Tampa insurance policy.
There you go. Oh boy, it's hard to get people those two, Captain, I'll tell you. Now it's a interesting dilemma to talk about. It's become a billion-dollar industry, college football.
I know.
So why shouldn't the players get a little piece of it? I just think
it takes away from I guess we'll call it the naturalness of the sport. I just don't want to see it get commercialized.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. No, it used to be amateur college football. Now it's not, you know, to say the least.
Then they'd be on the same level as Russia, because the Russian players, they're all soldiers, most of them. They joined the military.
That's right.
Or they put them in the military. Let's put it that way, so they pay them that way.
That's correct. That's exactly how they do it. Yeah. Well, it's just amazing talking about the Russian and Olympic. We had all amateur hockey players, and they beat the professional Russians. So it's funny how sports kind of does level things out and even things out. So tomorrow is the Preakness, Captain.
Yeah.
Pimlico, Maryland. Should be a lot of fun. All the ladies wearing their hats like they did at the Kentucky Derby. They'll have a big get-together today, the day before the Preakness. They call it the Black Eyed Susan. And they'll be crowded today and tomorrow there in Maryland. So it should be a lot of fun to watch.
Janet Dean, the weather machine, has been parading around with her hat on.
There you go. I'm upset that Rich Strike's not going to be there. Because that's always neat to see someone has a shot to win the Kentucky Derby. But they're elected not to run them, so I don't understand that. But hopefully it'll still be an exciting race. Secret Oath, Epic Center should really battle it out down the wire. So we will see which one of those comes out ahead. There'll be 8 horses versus 20 in the Kentucky Derby. So That's pretty much wrap up on sports, Captain. I just like to let everybody know that I can help them out with their insurance needs. If it's Medicare, if it's VA benefits, if it's life insurance, if it's annuities, let me meet with you, give you a second set of eyes to look over what you currently have. If the policies that you currently have fit your wants and needs, I will tell you that. And if they don't, I'll give you another option. If you want to change, great. If you just want to stay put because you feel comfortable, that's great too. As the captain will tell you, I just educate people. I don't try to sell them, pressure them. I just give you all your options. We tailor make a plan that fits your wants and needs, and that's affordable for you in the marketplace. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. A lot of people, Captain, don't think they can get money back on their Social Security check.
Yeah, they can.
The Medicare Part B premium. But you can get $148.50 back.
It's
legitimate. If you live in the right county, and everybody in this listening audience in Florida is in the right county.
Correct. So,
I could be of help. God bless, Captain. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. I'll see you Sunday.
See you Sunday,
buddy. All right, Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback. And again, you hear him on my flagship station, 11 to 12. He's got a podcast, and we put the podcast up there thanks to Ken, our trusty, dusty engineer who gets that done for us on the weekend. And then we get it up there. I put it on my podcast site, The Captain's America, at podomatic.com, and you'll be able to find it over there. Okay, now, are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something to you Republicans, okay? I look at all you Republicans running and in Congress and in the Senate as Jeff Sessions, a loser, okay? A Judas, okay? Disgrace. That's how we look at you. I don't know who's going to win, Oz or McBride over there or whatever, okay? And let me tell Mike Pence something, another thing, okay? January 6th, you've been to them Trump rallies? I've been to, if I was vice president, I would have said there's no way Joe Biden won. I've been to 9-10 Trump rallies telling Laura Trump, okay? And you're going to tell me that Joe Biden, who came to Florida, got three cars and 18. That's what you should have said. The guy following this show said, Joe Biden. No, he didn't. Joe Biden didn't win. Joe Biden didn't get 635,000 votes. You saw it, the 2,000 views. I didn't have to see it because I knew they cheated. Let me tell you fake Republicans and Donald Trump something. You better wisen up. If you're not going to stick to conservative values and stick with the Trump plan, who's just the best president we had, may the Lord do the same to you that he does these Democrats and hang you off. Peace. It's good to work.
All righty, Todd and Tampa, appreciate that, and we appreciate you folks tuning in today. You know, for those of you that have to leave us until Monday, that's fine, but tomorrow we'll be back, tonight rather, with the weekend edition. We have more stations on the weekends than we do during the week. That's just the way it is, because that's the way the show got started. In the meantime, I will be back tonight. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. God bless America. Have yourself a great day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.